Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We read in the book of Acts where they got so mad while Stephen was testifying, they gnashed on him with their teeth. They ripped their clothes. And there were times when Paul was testifying, they ripped their clothes and threw dirt in the air and yelled to kill him, kill him, kill him. Why? What's going on? That's not even reasonable. Amen. From a natural standpoint, what's going on? You're getting a glimpse into how this vexes the evil one.
Amen.
Why would it vex him so? The reason the people are acting like that is because they're yielding to his influence. Well, why would he care? Why is it such a big deal to him? Why would he care? Do you want to know some more about this? Go to Matthew 5. Man, when you get this, it's going to do something for you. It's going to go off in you. And you're going to go look for somewhere to give you testimony. And let them rip their clothes and throw dirt in the air all they want to. You will just go ahead and tell it. Tell what? What is your witness? Come on, help me out. What you have personally seen, heard, know, what you've experienced that the Lord has done for you. Can you tell that?
Yes.
Sure you can. You don't even need any notes. Do you? You were there. Right? And when you're prompted of the Lord to tell it, somebody else gets involved. The Holy Spirit helps you and comes on the hearer. And you testify with great effect. That's what the devil is concerned about. The power, the great effect, that's what has him shaken. And that's why he goes to such bizarre lengths to shut that witness up. Why do they need to be shut up? Why? Why is it such a deal? In Matthew 5 and 14, Jesus said this. Matthew 5:14, he said, Jesus said what? You are the light of the world. Hallelujah. You are the light of the world. We'll see other scriptures that reveal the world is lying in darkness. I know the sun is shining bright out here today. But spiritually, darkness is all over the planet. It's dark. But God has not left himself without witness in the earth.
Amen.
And Jesus is the light of the world. And he has been sent, and he, the Word has become flesh, and he, the light, has been manifested in the darkness. That's why you and I wouldn't be in here today, right? And the good news about him and what he has done is the truth, is the light, is life. And now you and I have been born again, and we are children of the light. And we are the light in this dark place.
Thank you, Lord.
Said out loud, we are the light of the world.
We are the light of the world.
Say it again, we are.
We are.
I am.
I am.
We are.
We are
the light of the world.
The
you say, well, I thought Jesus was the light of the world. He is, but he's not here in person. He's at the right hand of the Father. But his Spirit is in us.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
He is in us.
Yes.
And we're in him.
Yes.
And so he is the light of the world in us.
Yes.
A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Now you got to understand, they did not have light bulbs in these days, nor electricity in the house, nor a switch that you could flip on. If you want it to not be dark in the house at night, you got to go get the candle. And if you want the candle to give the most light, you don't need it on the floor. Right? You got to get it up. Get it up where it can radiate out. And you don't hide it. You don't put it under a cover. That do you no good to light the candle and then cover it up. But you put it up on a stand where it can be seen all over the house. Where nothing is blocking the light. Why are we talking about candles and baskets? Because you are the light of the world. Are you to be hid in your little cubby hole at your house or apartment? You're the light of the world. Are you to hold close to the chest your experience with the Lord? It's just between me and Him. It's not for public consumption. Is that not covering up the light? We are the light of the world. Come on, say it again. We are the light of the world.
We are the light of the world.
Verse 16, do what?
Let your light
so shine.
Yeah.
Where?
Before men.
How are you going to let your light shine?
By testifying.
How are you going to let your light? People are just going to look at you. How are we going to let the light shine? How's the light going to get out? Well, you don't cover it. Don't hide it under the bed. Don't just shut it up in the apartment.
Amen.
That's right.
Don't just hide in the corner. Don't just keep it to yourself. We got to let this light shine before men. Philippians 2:15. You don't have to turn there. They'll put it up on the screen for us. Philippians 2:15 says that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Young's literal says, among whom you appear as luminaries.
Luminary.
In the world. Did you know you are a luminary? Say it out loud. I'm luminous.
I'm a luminary.
Yes, yeah, say that three times real fast. I'm a luminary. What does that mean? I shine. I shine. I shine. I enlighten where I go. When you walk in, the light comes in. If you don't cover it up. The Amplified says, among whom you are seen as bright lights, stars are beacons shining out clearly in the dark world, holding out the word of life, offering it to men. Just like you look up in the night sky and it's pitch black dark up there, except for those lights, those points of light. Spiritually, that's exactly how the earth is. It's pitch black. Spiritually, except for all these lights. Some of them are brighter than others, right? Some of them not all that bright, but they're light. They're light. I mean, some of them are real bright. Somebody say, thank God for the light. Thank God for the light. Now, another couple of places here. Ephesians 5:8. Says, once you were darkness, this is the Amplified. Once you were darkness, but now you are light in the world. There was a time before you got saved, you were just part of the darkness. But you're not part of that anymore.
Amen.
You're not part of that anymore.
Lord.
You are light in the Lord. How many believe? We've seen three witnesses already. Are you light?
Yes.
Yes.
We're light. In 1 Peter 2, turn to that one, please. 1 Peter 2. I'm moving too fast. You go to 1 Peter 2. I'm going to continue reading in Ephesians right here. Go to the 9th verse. You're going to 1 Peter 2. which is also verse 9. In Ephesians 5, 9, listen to this. For the fruit, the effect, the product of the light or the Spirit in every form of kindly goodness, uprightness of heart, and trueness of life. The light is the truth of God. The light is the rightness and justness of God, which is light. And the light is the goodness of God. When you're giving your witness, what are you going to be talking about? You're going to be talking about how right and fair, how true and real, how good and kind He is. And that's light. That's light. That is the fruit, the scripture says, of the light. Involves the goodness of God. Now in 1 Peter 2 and 9. I know I'm giving you a lot, but if I break it down too much, this series will take 6 months. A lot of times things get in you, they're doing more in your heart than your head even knows. So just open yourself up and believe you receive it. And the bottom line on all this is you just keep saying, I'm light, I'm light, I'm light in the darkness. Remember Twinkle Twinkle, little star? Now I know who you are. Right? You're the little star. You are a chosen generation. You know who this is talking about? You are a royal priesthood. Somebody say, that's me, that's me, that's me. You are a royal nation. That's me. Now the word peculiar, that's a King James word. And I think some people have used that verse as an excuse to be weird. No. Another way of translating it is rare and precious. You are a chosen people, a rare and precious people. To do, what are we called to do? That you should what? That you should be witnesses unto me. That you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. What should you tell people that are in pitch darkness about? Tell them they don't have to live in the dark. Tell them about the light. Tell them about how God brought you out of darkness into light.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.